Human rights organizations in Western countries have strongly condemned President Robert Mugabe's massive police crackdown on Zimbabwe's urban poor that has destroyed thousands of homes and businesses and left hundreds of thousands homeless. Tererai Karimakwinda is a news producer in London for SW Radio Africa, the only independent news source currently operating in Zimbabwe. He says the destruction is indiscriminate and people are being forced at gunpoint to demolish their own homes.
They gave people 24 hours and in some cases less to get out of their homes. The few who have resisted were beaten severely, so very few are resisting. It's winter in Zimbabwe and people are homeless.
Mr. Karimakwinda says the justification for the mass police action is based on phony grounds. And furthermore, President Mugabe is using the crackdown as an excuse to consolidate his stranglehold over the country.
These people are not illegals. This is just an excuse, we believe, to spread the population into the rural areas so that they diminish the chances of a mass uprising.
The U.S. and British governments have condemned Mr. Mugabe's crackdown, but not a single African nation has broken its silence about the four-week-old crisis. VOA reporter Delia Robertson in Johannesburg says that while the South African government is silent, people across racial lines have voiced a chorus of disapproval.
There's been a great deal of disbelief, anger, frustration. The South African government policy towards Zimbabwe is officially one of quiet diplomacy. However, many South Africans feel the situation is now so grave in Zimbabwe that they simply don't understand why the government is not taking a more public stand.
Richard Cockett, Africa editor of The Economist magazine, says that Britain has been critical of President Mugabe's regime for the past 5 years. But the silence of neighboring African nations on Mr. Mugabe's crackdown on the shanty towns doesn't help Prime Minister Tony Blair.
The African Union refused to say anything about Zimbabwe, refused to condemn Mugabe at all, and said it was a matter for himself and his own country. Zimbabwe is a real problem for Blair because it shows that other African countries, although they may talk a lot about corruption, transparency, democracy, etc., on their own doorstep, they seem to be very tolerant of it and turn a blind eye to it, particularly Thabo Mbeki.
Tererai Karimakwinda believes that behind the silence lies a gentleman's agreement among African heads of state, which he calls a brotherhood of thugs. But Richard Cockett says there are at least two good reasons why the African leaders, particularly Mr. Mbeki, back up Mr. Mugabe.
One is that Mugabe very cleverly pitches this as a colonial struggle. It's another chapter, like white farm evictions, in overcoming Zimbabwe's colonial legacy and suffering under the imperial Brits. So he draws it in sort of white v. black terms. But because Mugabe remains such a hero of the black liberation struggle, he is an icon to many black Africans. And the other thing is people like Thabo Mbeki are worried about the massing of the civil society opposition to Mugabe in Zimbabwe, and they feel that a destabilized Zimbabwe would spill over into South Africa.
According to Mr. Cockett, President Mugabe's policies are likely to worsen an already dismal economic situation. Zimbabwe has 80% unemployment and over 100% inflation. Freelance Zimbabwean journalist Tende Mafosa says that if the economy gets any worse, the very uprising the crackdown was supposed to prevent may be ignited.
We're talking about a collapsing economy. Nobody knows for how long the people of Zimbabwe are going to sit around and say, okay, you know, it's okay for us to suffer like this.
Thus far, the African Union has rejected Western calls to put pressure on Zimbabwe to stop its demolition campaign. And British Prime Minister Tony Blair has warned that the Africa-wide silence on the Zimbabwean crisis may make the case for increasing African aid harder to sell. For International Press Club, I'm Judith Latham.